Hello, and thank you for listening to our program today as we discuss a very important passage from the Sermon on the Mount. The passage is found in Matthew 7, and it is verse number 6. And it's a very brief statement, but a very important one, or Jesus would not have stated such. This verse says, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you." This almost sounds like a proverb, doesn't it? But don't give things that are holy, things that are very important, things that are very valuable to dogs. Or pearls to swine. Pearls are very costly and very expensive. Holy things are precious things. Holy things are valuable things. And quite frankly, dogs do not appreciate them, nor do swine. Now, of course, God is, or the Lord Jesus is likening people to these animals. These animals do not care about anything that is precious and valuable. There are people in this world today that do not care about the church, about the gospel, about God's word, or their soul. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus teaches this parable about something very expensive. It says in verse 44, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field." There's a man, when he finds the kingdom of God something very valuable, it means something to him. And so he sells everything that he has in order to obtain it. Well, there are some people that don't care about the kingdom of God. Again, reading from Matthew 13 in verse 45. "And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Now, some people appreciate the value of holy things, while some people do not. Now, the Lord in this passage of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6 likens some people to dogs. They are scavengers. You know, sometimes you'll see on someone's yard fence, "Beware of the dog." What does that mean? He'll hurt you. He doesn't care about you. And that's what the Lord is saying here. Do not give that which is holy to the dogs. Why? Because they will turn again and rend you. They are dangerous, very dangerous. Some people are like dogs and pigs. They do not care about the church. A pig does not root around in the dirt looking for gold. He's rooting around looking for something far less valuable. And that's what some people are doing. They're rooting around. You know, a dog will roam around. He is looking for something to put his nose in. And that's the way some people are. Notice Matthew 7 and verse 15. "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." There's another animal. And a wolf is simply a wild dog. They're all of the canine family. And they will tear you up. Can you imagine and picture in your mind a sheep being attacked by a wolf? He doesn't care anything for that poor little sheep. He's going to tear it up, rend it. And the Bible says in Matthew 7 and 16, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." How do we know who's a dog? How do we know who's a swine? By their fruits. Verse 19, every tree that bringeth forth good fruit, not fruit, is hewn down and cast into a fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. There's a danger. The gospel is precious. The church of Jesus Christ is very expensive, but some people do not understand their value. They don't even understand the value of their soul. And Jesus says, do not give them holy things. Do not give them valuable things. This is our study today. And I believe the Lord knows what he's talking about. Now, dogs and swine represent people. And, you know, Jesus, in talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, called them a brood of vipers. Vipers, Matthew 23 and 33. You know, a cobra is a viper, and if he bites you, you're dead. And so Jesus was calling the scribes and the Pharisees hypocrites and a brood of vipers. Dogs will hurt you. Vipers will hurt you. Ravening wolves will hurt you. God has already told us the dangers, and we need to heed the warning of the Lord and look for the kind of fruit that these people are bearing. They can and they will bring harm to us. They could bring even bodily harm. But more critically, they could bring you spiritual harm. They could damage you spiritually and cause your soul to be lost. Now, we're not afraid of them. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, and God's promise is, it says, be free from the love of money and content with such things as you have. For the Lord said, I'm your helper. Therefore, we will not fear what man shall do unto us. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. We're not afraid of people. We're not going to give that which is holy unto them. In Acts 4 and Acts 5, the apostles were charged not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, in Acts 5, they were beaten and told not to preach anymore. And they said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We're not afraid of them, but we do not want to give them that which is holy, that which is precious, that which is valuable. Now, on one occasion in Matthew chapter 15, Jesus was called into question of why his disciples did not wash their hands when they ate bread. They said, you're transgressing the tradition of the elders. Jesus said to them in Matthew 15 and 3, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father and mother, he shall be free. Thus you have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Now notice, people didn't even appreciate the word of God. They would make it of none effect. He said, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh to me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude of them together, and he said, hear and understand. Not that which goeth in the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard that saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And so Jesus told them the truth. and they were not converted by it. They were offended by the truth. And Jesus said, leave them alone. We don't need to be trying to convert them. Leave them alone. And so there are some people who do not appreciate the teaching of Jesus Christ. They become offended at the teaching of Jesus Christ. They're not interested in the truth. And so when the Bible says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, there are some people in our world today that are not interested in the truth, the Pharisees and Sadducees. For the most part, we're not interested in the truth. In John 12, 42 and 43, it says, among the Jews, many of them believed on Jesus, but they wouldn't confess him because they would be put out of the synagogue, and they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They turned down the greatest opportunity that they could ever have. They weren't interested in salvation. And that's what we're talking about today. There are people who are not interested in saving their own souls. In Matthew 13 and 15, we have this great statement. For this people's heart is waxed gross. That means it's hardened. And their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. You know, there are some people that close their eyes to the truth. They're not interested in the truth. They close their ears. They don't want to hear it. And they refuse to see it. They refuse to hear it. And thus, They show that they're not interested in spiritual things and valuable things. So by their fruits, you shall know them. I think it's interesting to note that over here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, there is this statement about some people. In verse 16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto the more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is passed over already. And watch this. Overthrow the faith of some. Don't give that which is holy unto the dogs. They will overthrow your faith. Isn't that amazing? And then notice in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. Some people don't appreciate God's word. That's what he's talking about. Don't give your pearls to the swine. Don't take something holy and something precious and try to make somebody obey it because they're not going to do it. In 1 Timothy 4, beginning with verse 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith. What are they going to do? They're going to throw away the precious things, the holy things. Well, what are they going to do instead of listening to the gospel? They're going to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. That they've taken the word of God and corrupted it. God doesn't forbid us to marry, but some people do. And commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Some people will pervert the word of God to say you can't eat meats and you cannot marry. Isn't that something? How people will treat something holy and something precious as if they can make up what it is that man should do in order to get to heaven. Listen to Titus chapter 1, and this is just how some people are. In discussing the elders and their qualifications, he also says in verse 9 of Titus 1 that the elder must hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped. Why is that? Who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. And so these people are turning away from the truth. They're believing a lie over the truth. Isn't that amazing? And elders have to deal with them and close their mouths. They've hardened their hearts to the point of no return. You know, when you burn bread in the oven, you cannot unburn it. It's burnt. And some people's conscience has been hardened so hard that it won't be unhardened. It'll just stay hard. That's what was the problem with Pharaoh. Pharaoh's heart would not be softened. And so they are not interested in the truth. That's what we're saying right now. There are dogs and there are pigs, and they are not interested in the truth of God's word. Don't continue to try to give it to them. Listen to this passage from Acts 20, beginning in verse 29. For I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. That's the church. Not sparing the flock, that's the church of Christ. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. They don't care about the church of Christ. They will draw away disciples after them. And so they're not interested in the truth. There comes a point when you don't give things that are holy unto the dogs, nor do you cast precious pearls before the swine, because they will, dogs have teeth. Did you know that? And dogs will show their teeth, and they'll bite you, and they'll rend you, and they'll tear you up. Now, the Bible says that God gives people up. In Romans chapter 1, here are people who know the truth, but they pervert the truth. Listen to this. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Isn't that nuts that people would do that? They would change God into something that would be of a lower form. But listen to verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Now, God gives people up. They have the truth. They know the truth. but they don't value the truth. They try to pervert the truth and change the truth. And God gave them up. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened? God gave them up. He wasn't going to put up with them any longer and send prophets to them. Remember the flood of Noah's day? How he destroyed the whole world? Well, Noah was there to preach to them, but they wouldn't listen to Noah. And so God gave them up. In Acts chapter 13, Paul was preaching the gospel in the city of the Asia Minor. And it says in verse 44, "And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming." What are you going to do? Continue to preach the gospel to them? No. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, they weren't afraid of them, and said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And so they stopped trying to convert those people. They stopped preaching to them because they had rejected the truth. They rejected something precious and something valuable. And so they gave them up. That's what God does. God gives them up. I want to read with you a very intriguing passage from 2 Thessalonians. It's a very eye-opening passage, to say the least. But in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10, it says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish." Now that right there tells you they've got an evil heart. "Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved." And so if you don't love the truth and you reject the truth, listen to this. Verse 11 of 2 Thessalonians 2. "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Isn't that amazing? They have no love for the truth, and therefore God had no obligation to continue to help them. And the worst thing that could ever happened to them. God gave them up. Do not let this happen to you. Do not behave in reject the gospel in such a way as God will give you up. You know, there is a point of no return when you've hardened your heart. If you burn the bread in the oven and it becomes hard and crusty and black, it's past the point of return. It's over. It's done. It's ruined. And that's what we can do to our hearts. We can ruin them. And there's a point of no return. And so we are not to give that which is holy unto the dogs, nor cast our pearls before the swine, lest they turn and rend you. We are not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, Ephesians 5 and verse 11. We're not to bid Godspeed to those that have left the truth of God's word, 2 John 9 through 11. Let this lesson direct us. Let us follow God's instructions and God's example. The work of the elders is involved in this. Dogs prowl around. They're looking for things to get their noses into, and they're going to come to your congregation. They're going to seek to destroy souls in the congregation where you attend. We need to be on our toes. And when someone has rejected the truth and refuses to hear the truth, they don't have any value in the truth of God's word or in their souls. then it's time to give them up. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that very plainly. We're thankful for these instructions of God. He helps us to know where to direct our focus. And our focus is not to be directed on those who do not appreciate holy things, valuable things, precious things. We're to move on and try to help some other folks out, as Paul did in Acts chapter 13. He gave up trying to help the Jews and went to the Gentiles. And that's certainly what we need to be doing as well. Thank you for listening today. We appreciate that. My name is Richard Massey. I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas, on Tin Top Road. Look us up on the internet. You'll find our information there. If there's anything that we can do to help you, or if you're ever in our area, please come by and visit with us. Until next time, may God bless and keep you.